Nina Blackwood's
Absolutely 80s
Spotlight.
Hello there, it's Nina Blackwood, and in today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight, you know, these days, people hardly make note of the fact that Lindsay Paris and Britney all forget to wear underwear. But back in the 80s, we were a little more Puritan about things, and this song raised a lot of eyebrows. Guess which one it is? We'll tell you next.
At Family Dollar, the savings just keep coming. Check it out. 100-sheet marble composition books are on sale for 50 cents each. Limit four while supplies last. Why snacks? 3-ounce to 5.5-ounce sizes are everyday low priced at just $1 each. 40-ounce Tide Simply Liquid is on sale for $3. And Charmin Basic Bath Tissue, 12 big squeeze rolls, is sale priced at just $5. Family Dollar is here to help you save.
Price is good through Saturday, August 8th.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Nina Blackwood's
Absolutely 80s.
Spotlight.
You know, these days it seems that women especially are just pushing the boundaries of good taste with their lack of wearing underwear and all that kind of stuff. And they're all dressed up as little tarts. And nobody even seems to care. But back in the 80s, I think we were a little more conservative because this song, which is just an allusion to something that everybody does at one time or another in their lives, I don't care who you are, and it caused a ruckus. Of course, it didn't get banned or anything, but it did become a pop song for Cyndi Lauper. Here's Hope the Very Naughty, She Bop, today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight.
I'm not afraid to fun.